In a dimly lit bar behind DC's 930 Club, I'm introduced to four members from the local band, The Deadmen.
Justin Hoban, I play guitar, I sing, and I write some songs.
Justin Jones, I sing and play guitar.
And you write songs, too.
And I write shit out of some songs.
Josh Reed, I play guitar, sing, write songs.
John Hutchins, I play bass.
These guys are all veterans to DC's music scene. Some have even been playing in the district's clubs for more than 20 years. But they recently came together to write, record, and play rock and roll. Well, that's kind of how they classify their music.
We think we're playing reggae, is the thing.
We honestly believe we're a reggae band.
If it doesn't sound like that, it's news to us.
Call me crazy, but this isn't exactly a dead ringer for Bob Marley.
It's timeless, perfect, and it will one day be popular.
Yeah, it's rock and roll.
I think that there's a solid boot in the grave of singer-songwriter folk that's been amplified, turned up, psychedelicized a little bit, and made it as rough as we can pretend to make it, and then try and put it out there as rock and roll.
As just American. Basically reggae rock.
When it comes to showcasing their music, the Deadmen are taking a different approach to the common band routine of writing, recording, and hitting the road to tour. Music is a priority for all the band members. It's evident in their history, their conversations, and their final product. But a majority of the guys have other responsibilities as well. And finding time to write, record, and tour is a realistic struggle.
You know, the schedules are so tight, and we're obviously not going to go pile in a van and drive around the country and build up a following for the next 8 or 12 months. We're trying to find that way of working smarter and not harder, and trying to figure it out, and it's not easy.
Yeah, playing music means a lot to all of us. I think it just gets harder and harder as you get older to do what you love. As your responsibilities grow and what you need to feel comfortable in your life financially grows, it gets so much harder to do what you love.
If anything, the band's name speaks to each member's dedication to making music. Josh Reed explains.
Played a hell of a lot of shows and, you know, had a grand old time. And now I've got children and responsibilities, and I'm, you know, like, we're survivors. We're still here doing it.
In Northwest, I'm Rachel Nania, WTOP.com.